This love expresses itself, proves itself, increases itself by giving. A lover is a giver. A giver is a lover. Its most necessary form, of course, it's forgiving, according to the Christian code. Not as might be in some other religions, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, no. There's a tombstone up in Manhattan in New York, a very old cemetery there. At the tombstone, no names and no dates. There's just a one-word epitaph, and it says, "Forgiven." I have a hunch that the person who was buried beneath that tombstone was a Christian who they were convinced that they were forgiven because they in turn were willing to forgive those who have injured them. What a great consolation at the time of our death. Make another distinction here too. This might be very helpful. The distinction between loving and liking. You know, where we come from in Western Pennsylvania, if you like somebody, you sort of go for them. And if you love them, you really go for them. That would not be the basis for my distinction. See if you agree. We love or we hate people, with every degree in between. We like, we dislike things about people. Here's this Friar Minor Capuchin, who seems to take one breath at the beginning of the day, and he's non-stop talking the rest of the day. He doesn't even give the echoes a break. It's on. It's unbelievable. And there are people like that. How can I possibly like that? I cannot get a word in edgewise. Yes. But I must love that person. Really. Or people with bad manners. And all of us have some bad manners. We can't possibly force ourselves to like that. It'll do a violence to our own emotional makeup. But we must love that person. You may agree with that, you may not. You may want to discuss it at length. But I think it's a valid distinction to use. Yes, to learn to love. And we'll be learning that until the day we breathe our last. As we learn to pray to the day we breathe our last too. And maybe that prayer, "Lord, teach us to love, teach us to pray," will be with us until we enter eternal life. But to learn to love in its most difficult form, to give in. To give in to the will of another. Like giving in to the will of God. Through obedience, surrender, acceptance. I don't know if you've ever heard the last part of that serenity prayer. This is a little masterpiece. It's attributed to Reinhold Niebuhr. Of course, you've heard the first part. "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it be, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next." And the scripture for that: "To those who love God, all things work together unto good."